USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sending more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and is considering a plan to release illegal aliens into sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lives. President Trump tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Now, edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
And President Trump tweeting above the video in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says his boss, no fan of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition, and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef, more than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing both Russia and China of using their economic projects in Latin America to spread disorder. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Speaking in Chile, Mr. Pompeo said, both China and Russia are showing up at your doorstep. But once they enter the house, we know they will use traps as they disregard the rules as they spread disorder in your home.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
Mr. Pompeo said you should also know the U.S. will stand behind you. I'm John Clemens.
Disney detailing its new streaming service. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Disney announced the new streaming service called Disney Plus last year, but it was short on details. That changed on Thursday. That's when executives finally unveiled the details, including a launch date and pricing. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th in the U.S. for $7 a month, or $70 a year if you can get an annual subscription. In its first year, Disney Plus will offer 10 original films and 25 original series, including three Avengers spin-offs. Disney announcing all 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be available from day one, along with nearly all the Star Wars movies, the entire Pixar library, and family-focused movies and shows from its Fox library, like Sound of Music and Malcolm in the Middle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.